bandits, the bandit signs.
Yeah, that's a good question. We got a lot of those up.
I think you all know that these so-called bandit signs are out there.
To the contractor.
On infinitum. They're all, they're all over the place.
Bandit signs being what?
I think they're usually just
hand-delivered. Being those little signs that you see them over there directing you towards.
Like man's homes or?
A home building or a subdivision or something that are, they're over there. They took them, just to give you a history again, they took them from the state has a blanket. I've talked to the state about this. They have a blanket ordinance that says anything, anything in the right-of-way of the state is in violation. If it's not approved by the state, they yank them. So they had some, you know, muscle. So they knew it. So they took them and they moved them. And 98% of your state right-of-ways are from your telephone pole, starts from your telephone pole out. Mm-hmm. If you notice, they're behind the telephone poles now. Okay, so that makes it a county problem. They're not dumb. They know. They wanted to, county council wanted me to get onto this, to get this solved and try and get together with our legal department, which is Mr. Burrell, and come up with something to to address this, you know, this issue. And my phone's been, gentlemen's been coming off the hook at least, I'd say, four or five times a day with people complaining about these signs out there. And I, my standard answer is that we're working on it, which is the truth. We are. We are.
What about these makeshift ones out there? You see now, like, I call them cover wagons, but like on hay wagons, or you see a 46-foot tractor trailer with, you know, both sides of plastic on them.
Tractor trailer on Route 9 that's all painted up right now.
Yeah. It's not permitted. They've been violated. Mm-hmm. They've been, and.
Would you call that a bandit one, too?
No, they're signs that are put up there for advertising a certain amount of.
You mean like the bakery?
I went to one.
Yeah.
No, I
went
to, I went to Dover the other day, and I got right past IG Burton's in Milford. Right there's a mobile station on the right-hand side, and from that mobile station up to Henry Meddings Seafood Place, there was, as you call them, there was 10 bandit signs, a boat sail down to the Kmart parking lot in Rehoboth. How did that get done? Now that's an interesting. Why would
well,
you
the bandit,
something
the
like that?
So-called bandit sign where you call, where John questioned that was Mr. Councilman Cole called them bandit signs, and it was picked up. He just kept rolling because they put them up at night, so they're bandits.
Okay. I know at one point the situation was that, you know, the county would cite people for being in a violation, and then they were supposed to be fined. Mm-hmm. Constable's office just wasn't getting the job done. Mm-hmm. Is that still the situation?
Still the situation.
So,
the situation.
That's not all the constable either. We have a hard time with the courts getting sympathy to enforce.
You have one you
things.
Looked on.
It's a shame.
I'm working on something right now that I'm going to surprise Mr. Burrell with later on. But I'm trying to work on the main issues that county council was asking me to do, and the one is. And I think this is pretty well put together. That we took out. It says 30. Lawrence used to have to write 30 days, give the violator 30 days notice before he could do anything. In other words, if it was on Mr. Hudson's ground, he had to go to Mr. Hudson, not the sign company, Mr. Hudson, and give him notice for 30 days before he can come and do something to have him removed. Well, of course, you know that's not enough time. You know, you just might as well just tie your hands. You're not going to be able to do it. He can't go up and down the street giving everybody 30 days from here to.
And then the property owner, after 29 days, moves the sign
to
a different place
sign.
In the yard and then gets another 30 days.
So what Mr. Burrell did was he took out the 30-day requirement. I mean, the 30-day requirement in the. And letting the sign stay where it is. A sign ordinance stay where it is. It is an illegal sign. It's an illegal sign. We got that established, but there's not. You got to give them 30. No, that's gone.
Okay.
So that makes that sound. Then the other part was, what are we going to fine them? The same thing at the state fines them, and I talked to Mr. Burrow today and said $25 for the violation, $15 if they want to pick it up. That's exactly what the state, state charges for their violation. So we're working on that, and I'm sure Mr. Burrow will get that over to me sometime this week, and then I will have one of the councilmen present it to council to get it approved so that we can send the inspectors out there and we can start taking these signs up. And we'll have to get a place where we can keep them so they can retrieve them if they want to do it. And I think it if they really know we're serious, they're not going to be able, they're not going to do it.
No, I've seen them. I've seen them pulling a trailer down around Long Neck in there. They take these signs out of the back of this trailer and put them up, and I'm assuming they're putting them back in that trailer Sunday night or Monday morning.
Correct.
Is that what they're doing?
That happens a lot, especially at shopping centers. I see that a lot. They'll bring them out Friday afternoon for something going on the weekend, and then by the end of the weekend, they're gone because they know the inspectors come through. Right. This way, they can go out and just grab them.
Okay.
This was a whole variety of signs.
Right.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame that when you catch them doing it, you just can't call the local authorities and have them arrested.
No, you can't do that. They're not cops.
Spend the weekend in jail and then let them out Monday so they can go collect their son.
But anyway, to answer your question, I'm trying to get this, and then all we need is county council to act on that portion of the sign bill. I'm pulling the sign ordinance all together. I'm trying to get just one ordinance for signs, so I'm making lots of changes. I've discussed other counties, what they do and how they do it.
Is the sign ordinance being changed to address the new wave of signs, the message boards?
Correct.
Hmm? Oh, yeah.
I have that. I'm working on that immediately, too. And so is the state. Mm-hmm. The state has Article 115 that they introduced into the Senate. Up there, and they're working on it too. It is a big problem through any.
And you know, my bone of contention with Johnny Janosik every morning when I pull out there, and he's got that cow out there with the mattress thing. And this morning, there was state equipment trying to work around that, driving around that. Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought, you know, that's crazy.
Yep.
Hey, let me finish up on this, and I'll you also asked me about and then I'll have a few comments for you. You asked me about I put a program together to charge for all these signs, the fee for all these signs. Okay, now it's been working great. It's been a great. We've made. $40,000, $50,000 over the period since I've been gone. They've given me those figures. But I want you to hear this. Dear Bud, this is from Susan Isaacs, who handles all the signs. You wanted an update on sign renewals. This is renewal signs, okay, that they never used to have to do before. Due to my absence for 7 months from maternity leave back in November 2005, I'm still trying to get caught up with the collecting the fees for sign renewals. While I was out, the invoicing for each month was mailed out, but making sure clients were paying their invoices were not kept up to date. The 205 billing is up to date. However, I am still trying to collect monies for 206 and 207 billing. Mm. That's something else I'm pursuing.
What sign renewals are you talking about?
Well, when you have a sign, and you keep it up, it says there that you have to renew it on an annual basis.
What kind of sign?
Any kind. A ground sign? Wall sign?
Billboard?
Billboard?
Right. I didn't know that.
I didn't either. You didn't? No, it's right in the ordinance. It's 50 cents a square foot for your first charge, and then 25 cents renewal each year after that.
That a billboard also?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Hmm. Yeah, wall, any type of sign.
Wow. So you make
square foot.
This was never done before. And then until I got involved in it, and found out there was an ordinance that said that this must be done. And
wow.
Remember, just a little story, I remember Mr. Dukes walking over to me, wanted to know what this bill he got from me was. And I said, that's for your billboard, Mr. Dukes. He said, oh, okay. So anyway, Susan is working on that. She's very, very, very good at that. She's working to get that up to date. It's becoming a real, real, how should I say, paying for a lot of things in the department that needs to be. The department's growing, the county's growing. I'm changing the, actually changing the charges, which haven't been for almost 30, 40 years.
Yeah, 25 cents square foot.
Yeah, right. So every county is involved in that throughout the United States. It's not just, we're really behind in what we're doing and what we're catching up slowly catching up. That's all I can tell you about signs, okay? The next thing you asked to talk about was the mobile home